Good afternoon. You're right. Beautiful weather to be outside today.
What are we doing in here? Let's go. I'll meet you at Seabold Track, and we'll just sit there and we'll get the lawn chairs out, grab a couple bottles of water, and we'll just enjoy the. Can we run a phone line out there? Do we have enough cable?
I bet we could.
You got some smart kids over there that could probably hook us up.
Well, they wouldn't even need cables.
That's exactly right.
Better than either of us. So.
Wireless. They would have us set up and ready to go. It's good to hear from you. How was everything in the 2023-2024 school year? I know we've got graduation to talk about and all the great things happening this summer, but just some general thoughts on how the year wrapped up and some of the prouder moments of the maroon and gold here in the previous weeks.
Right. So, been a good year. I mean, really, kids are doing amazing things. They really are. I wanted to highlight our equity ambassadors who put on their first Equity by Design conference. Of course, you know all about our sports teams and how they've done, especially recently with historic levels.
Oh, unbelievable on the track and field
side. Start the year off with undefeated season in football, first time in school history, and then end with, you know, state champions in track and really finishing highest ever. So, I mean, just really, you know, lots of great things. Clubs raising money for good causes and, I don't know. I just feel blessed to be in the place I am and the kids that we get to work with.
How many years have you been in the big chair now over there at Bloomington North?
I just finished year three.
Okay.
I'll be a senior next year.
that was going to be my joke. So your class next year, the freshmen that will become seniors, you guys will all graduate together. How fun is that?
Well, they will. I don't know. I hope they stick around well.
Well, you'll graduate until the next class. That's right. You're not.
There we go.
That's you're right. Not going anywhere. But graduation is always a remarkable time to see the progress, and obviously you've seen the last 3 years of the senior class or the senior class and the 2 years right before that, and seeing them grow up. High school is an interesting time. We go from, 13 to 17, and all kinds of changes are going on there. Tell me some of your prouder moments that you want to relive from the graduation weekend. I know you had a ton of scholarships to pass out and speeches and valedictorians and all that great stuff.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that stuck out is just how much the kids just care about each other and really look after each other. We have one of our graduation speakers just talking about choked up at graduation just because North has been such a good place for both staff and students and really helped her through some really tough challenges and stuff. And again, I continue to be impressed with our students. We had kids getting the Indiana Common Core more than we've ever had. We had better scores than we've had in the past 3 years. So we continue to get better and better as the year goes on. A great tribute to the staff, obviously, in pushing them, but also the kids too, just tremendous amount of kids at Bloomington North and just really proud of them. So, you know, we got about 374 of them graduating between four-year and two-year college. About 80% of them are going on to either two or four-year schools after graduation to continue their education. So,
getting ready for that next step. Yeah. That's
oh my gosh,
that's
yeah.
Real life out there. You want to stay in school forever, kids. Stay in school forever.
Absolutely.
Matt Stark is our guest.
For me.
That's it. He's the principal at Bloomington North. I'm just looking at your website, Cougars for Better Education. I'm not familiar with that. Tell me what goes on there.
So that's our parent group that they sponsor. They do grants for our teachers to help us buy some things. They're also giving us great feedback on how things are going. We talked about communication and how to get better, and they take care of our brick donations that are in the very front. If you wanted to highlight and donate a brick with somebody's name on it to continue on. But they're a great parent group with Bloomington High School North, and just have a tremendous amount of respect for these families who come in and really help out. During Teacher Appreciation Week, they're always putting notes in boxes, and then they do a nice breakfast for the staff in the very last day and really celebrate all the staff, which is really great. So just really a good organization that just reaches out and really shows what it means to be a Cougar, both from kids' standpoint all the way up through parents and families. So
outstanding. And as the school year wraps up, we always have the, as you mentioned, the great stories at graduation, but there are still three other classes that need to get going and hustling.
Absolutely.
What's going on this summer? Summer school going on. Tell me what else we have in the building that we need to be aware of.
Well, we have summer school going on, but we also have all different kinds of camps going on as well.
We were over there, when were we there? 2 weeks ago for basketball camp with Jason Spears' group. My 10-year-old popped in with his buddies over there. They can't get enough of this stuff. So, yeah, saw the gym. Everybody's in a good mood.
It's been good. I mean, we have lots of kids in the building, and I mean, it's summer, and you'd think schools are closed, but we're just pivoting to what we do in our summer activities. So lots of good stuff going on there, and kids, a lot of kids working with our technology department. Just, you know, just everything continues to hum along, getting ready for a new group in the fall. So
that new group is exciting as well, and they will be here before we know it. And when we get going. And what is this going to be, the class of 2028? Would that be right?
That's correct.
So the freshmen come in, the seniors leave. When does all of that get started? I know making the jump from our three local middle schools to high school, it is a big step. My daughter's going to be a freshman next year at South, and I was talking to Mark Fletcher about this. But you guys have a great welcoming program where you can come on in, you can get to know the building. Tell us when that gets started and what date we should have circled on our calendar.
Sure. That'll be the last Friday in July. We'll have Cougar Encounter where freshmen can come in and they'll meet with their Cougar leaders, which we have a group of upperclassmen who are really trying to mentor and help students make that successful transition. And then we'll continue to be with them during their den time and, you know, help answer questions, guide them along and tell them, you know, hey, you really do need to go to class on time every day and do that homework. So that's a good thing. So,
yeah, we'll start there. Let's start with that. Yogi Berra once said, you know, 90% of life is showing up. So let's get doing all that. During the school year, you have great partnerships with Ivy Tech. Chancellor Coyne was on with me a couple weeks ago talking about all the credits that high school kids can get and get ahead on it. How exciting is that to have a community partner, and how much does that help you guys and your kids move along?
Oh, a great community partner. We're actually with they have a college and career coach that actually is an Ivy Tech person that comes in, and she meets with kids and talks with kids about two or three times a week. And we have the Indiana College Corps, and that's our partnership with Ivy Tech. So kids can earn up to, 30, if they earn the Indiana College Corps, they get 30 credits towards college. So they can make a big dent in that those first couple of years and take care of some of their prerequisites right out of the gate. So really an opportunity for them. So
yeah, and save you a couple bucks as well. So that's always exciting for families. Matt Stark is the principal at Bloomington High School North. All right, what kind of big projects do you have going on in the summertime? We know there's still activities happening, but this is a great time of year as well to get some of the larger things out of the way. If that is the case, what's on your punch list for summertime?
Well, they're finishing up the solar energy project that both North and South had on the roof, so they're getting that squared away, and that's been a big project. Our environmental club has been active in learning about how solar energy can help us on things. And then, of course, getting the building ready and moving rooms and, you know, doing some painting and getting just everything ready to go top shape for when we start it back in the fall.
So, I don't want to ask what day that is. I just don't want to do it right now. We haven't even got to summer yet. We haven't even got to the solstice yet. What are we? It's August 7th, isn't it? I'll be that guy. It's August 7th.
Well, you said it.
That's right.
I got grief last year when you asked me that.
I know. I felt bad, so this year I figured I'll take the heat. It's August 7th. I made the rule. Send your cards and letters and everything else. We talk about how exciting it is to have a great parent staff in the Cougars for Better Education. Tell me about your support staff that keeps things rolling along behind the scenes. I know you've got some great great helpers over there that help the North Cougars roll on every day.
Oh, my gosh, every day. So administrative assistants in all the offices, our paraprofessionals helping out, our custodians who are very active right now getting the building ready, and our cook staff or kitchen staff that are always keeping us well-fed. We have some great compliments for our kitchen staff this year because of their attitude and just how they approach kids and stuff. So all about the kids and trying to figure out how to best help them. And they have the ability and the wherewithal to reach out, and our support staff is there for them too. So that's just an exciting thing as we continue to roll along as Cougars. So.
Outstanding. Any new curriculum items that we'll look forward to for the 2024-2025? And how does that process work, Principal Stark? Does someone present that to you? Do you have teachers that say, hey, I want to start this club? How does that system work?
A little bit of everything. Part of it is looking at what the state wants. Part of it is what teachers want. Part of it, honestly, is what kids need and what they're interested in. So we're going to be enhancing our computer science program this year and really rolling out some new classes for computer science. So we're really excited about that idea. And again, continuing to partner with our colleges around the area to do dual credit classes and continuing to offer AP. So just a lot of things that we're trying to get kids involved in and get them to look past high school into that next step and what that looks like.
Computer science, that sounds like that will be handy to go. I don't think those computers are going.
That'll make more than any of us.
So. That's exactly right. What about, do you have enough teachers for next year? I know that the MCCSC had a teacher fair late in the spring at one point. How are you guys doing on staffing issues?
Well, we're doing pretty good. We got a couple openings that are coming up. So family consumer science will be one that we're looking for that was kind of a late one. So we're pretty close to being at full staff. So we're pretty excited. We got a ENL aid that's going to help. So for any English as a second language or English as an aid in that language would be really helpful. That opened up really late here about 2 weeks ago. So, take a look and keep an eye on it.
Is the easiest way to get more information to go to mccsc.edu and search the job boards or however that works?
Yes, absolutely. And if you're just not sure and you want, reach out to me at my email address, mjstark@mccsc.edu. And just send me an email, and I'll connect with you, and we'll see what we got possibilities for you.
Principal Matthew Stark is our guest this afternoon. Summertime, always exciting as, there's not much of it, so you have to hurry up and be excited. Do you get a chance to put your feet up and have any fun? What's your big plan for the next 6 weeks or so?
Yeah, I'll take probably a couple days here at the end of June, 1st of July, around that July 4th. When moratorium hits and most things are closed, we shut things most down for about that week of July. So I try and sneak away and get some little time away with my wife. So
there you go. 1 week, kids. 51 other weeks of work. 1 week of moratorium. Who came up with this calendar? Who do we need to write letters to for this one, Principal Stark?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's just how it goes. Everybody else works 52 weeks a year.
Oh,
so I guess
you as well. Well, all right. But no, tell me about the moratorium for people that are new to our system or new to our district. Sure. How does that work and what does it officially mean?
Yeah, so a moratorium week will be all of our athletic teams, camps, everything will shut down. It's actually the time when we redo the gymnasium and get things ready for the fall sports season. We will still have some summer school kids coming in four days that week. We'll be off July 4th for them, but we'll have a few kids in the building, but not too bad. So, but it pretty much closes things down for about a week. So there's very little activity going on during that week, which is nice. And that'd be a good week to get out to the fair because I think that's also our Monroe County Fair Week. So
that's a great point.
Families to do. So.
That's a great point because a few years ago they moved that up to the 4th of July. That is good. So everybody can get out and enjoy it. It
right.
forces everybody for to take a break. I like that too.
There you go. Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time and everything you do at Bloomington North. Keep the fires burning over there, my friend. And here's to a great rest of your summer. And care. No, he's not saying it. I'm saying August 7th. That's we just have to face it and move on with it. But that doesn't mean the rest of our summer won't be outstanding.
And today there is the assignment of all those Cougars is to get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather.
That's right.
The thing you need to do today. So.
Hear. You can enjoy the indoors when it's 95 degrees next week. How about that? Is that a fair trade?
That is a fair trade. And fully air conditioning. So.
The HVAC is where. How about the pool? Can we come over and take a swim if we get a little?
Oh, I think those are filled with practices already.
Oh my gosh!
Or at least open time. So
nobody gets a break. Nobody gets a break.
All the time.
I'll see you down at Bryan Park Pool then, buddy. Thank you so much.
You take care, sir.
Thanks Principal Stark.